Hello, everybody. It's just me and Toby in the hypothetical studio right now because this episode is in fact sponsored.
So prepare to be transported in a world of beautiful sponsored proportions.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Brilliant.org. If you're curious about a subject, are preparing for an exam, or simply want to test your knowledge, Brilliant will provide you with an easy-to-use interface that makes learning simple.
They engage their members to solve fascinating, challenging problems, which guides them in understanding these concepts at a deeper level. Solving these problems becomes an addictive, interactive experience that is enjoyed by students, professionals, and science enthusiasts all over the world.
You may have seen a video on the YouTube trending page recently by In a Nutshell. It was called How We Could Build a Moon Base Today. These guys make really fascinating and educational videos rooted in science. And this video in particular was in collaboration with Brilliant as well. I found the video really interesting and I wanted to learn more. And Brilliant really is just the best online platform out there to do so. We're so stoked to be working with them. So if you want to learn something new, support the podcast by going to brilliant.org/misfits. The first 200 of you to sign up get 20% off the annual subscription. That's brilliant.org/misfits. Thanks so much for sponsoring us. You guys are awesome. Be sure to tweet us at Misfits and let us know if you learned something new. And that's it, everyone. Today's podcast is just a big Q&A, so hopefully you'll enjoy learning a bit more about us. It was sort of a low-key, low-energy episode, nothing too crazy, so sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello, and welcome back to the Misfits podcast. Rated 5 stars on iTunes by Audrey Enderman. He says, I smoked a blunt for the first time Friday, and I was crying and scared of everything. I've never been more paranoid in my entire life. Thank you. You're welcome.
Yeah, you're welcome, man.
Congratulations. Don't you say how good of an influence we are, guys, when we have a guy called Audrey Enderman smoking a blunt for the first time?
Sounds like he's about 10.
Oh, fuck. I hope that's not true.
God, no. Okay, I'm joined today by my co-hosts, iNotorious, a.k.a. Matt.
What'd it do?
John on the Radio, a.k.a. Toby. McCreamy, a.k.a. Jay.
Yo.
Zuckles, a.k.a. Mason.
Sup, fuckwits.
And Swagger Souls himself.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Well, I mean, we don't really have much to talk about this week because everyone's sort of been doing random stuff for the last week. But we figured it would be a good idea to do a Q&A. So we asked you on Twitter at Misfits a bunch to or just ask us a bunch of questions. And yeah, I guess we're just going to fucking answer a few and chat about it.
Yay!
Who wants to kick it off?
Okay. Okay. So the first question is from Planet of Plutos, who asked, what were your first impressions of each other?
Total faggots.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much everyone's just super gay.
Yeah.
I guess it's that kind of podcast.
Extremely gay.
Okay.
That's why we're friends. I mean,
we talked about our full story of how we met each other IRL in episode 0, the pilot episode. But I mean, I guess my impression of everyone was just like, wow, everyone is pretty much exactly how I expected.
What about of me? Huh?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, I don't remember like, meeting you the first time either.
Yeah, I was just like, this guy's kind of cool.
This guy's super gay.
I found Fitz intimidating, I found Matt weird, I found Toby a faggot, I found it awkward between me and Jay, and I looked up to Swagger, and that's about
Yay,
it.
Yay, my yeah, buddy, so, yeah. My son.
That's right. Yeah,
Mason was so intimidated by me. When I, like, at the first trip with Mason compared to trips with Mason now are totally different, because Mason was real, like...
I was so intimidated.
It's because you're fucking tall.
Yeah.
Because you're a fucking pussy.
Oh, well, okay. great input, Jay. No, Jay, like, what was your first impressions of everyone at fucking this previous trip? Because it was your first time meeting Swagger.
Well, I had no idea who I was when we first met.
I was just like, oh, hey, who the oh, hey, what's up? Holy shit.
Yeah. Swagger was open arms, fucking open to meeting me. Oh, wait, are we talking about like everyone? Like Zuckles and.
Yeah, just first impressions of meeting everyone.
Fitz, the tallest person in the universe. Toby, awesome. And Mason, yeah, a little bit of an autistic.
Oh, yeah. That makes a lot of sense. Yeah,
it adds up.
All right, next question by @nobapo. He asks, is Mason high right now? Mason, is he high?
No comment.
No comment. You can't just no comment, the question. You have to. I mean, we know for a fact that you woke up like less than an hour ago.
And we told you not to smoke weed.
Yeah. So are you high?
No comment.
Answer the question, Mason. No. I got all day.
I'm quite sober. Thank you.
Quite sober.
That's a nice change. That's a nice change. And I'm pretty sure everyone else is sober as well, right?
Yep.
Guys, right?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Okay. Next question. By at Raya the Jelly Bean. He asks, or she asks, what inspires you guys? It could be something small, just like, it could be something small, like just daily or something bigger, I guess. Okay. What inspires us?
Marijuana.
There's always the classic, you know, stupid shit of we get inspired by our audiences. Oh,
yeah.
No. I think each other.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
How the fuck do you get inspired by your audience? Yeah. What the fuck?
Well, I do. All right, bitch.
I agree with Mason.
We're inspired by each other.
Yeah.
Speak for your fucking selves. I mean,
I'm inspired
yikes.
By Fitz.
Okay.
And only Fitz. Fuck the rest of them.
Okay.
I'm inspired by, I don't know.
I'm inspired by, like, Einstein and shit. That's what
you're going to say. Why would I be inspired by Einstein to make funny moments CSK videos on YouTube?
I don't know. So you can put 400 IQ in the title.
I don't know. I'm inspired just by, like, successful people, I guess. And
we're not that.
No, I'm inspired by you guys, but not in a way that, like, I think impacts my videos necessarily, more just like in a way that impacts my life.
Yeah, I mean?
I don't know.
I'm inspired by the success. As weird as that sounds.
I'm inspired by growth and passion.
These are such a generic answers. I don't know. I mean, it's something that you don't really give a lot of thought to. I mean, I listen to an assload of podcasts and I like listen to a whole bunch of people and their life stories all the time. So I guess like I regularly get inspired by multiple people who just have done something.
And you read
lives.
Books.
And I read books.
What a nerd. What a nerd.
Starting to add up why I'm the most successful one here, I guess.
Ego Andy.
Ego Andy over here. All right. Well, we'll fucking move on. At Cryho, is there going to be any merch?
Yeah,
absolutely. We're just working on it. We really want to make the merch not suck big dick. It's like our number one goal over here at Misfits.
Something that you can wear.
Just send it to the merch company and have your requirements be. Just make it just not suck dick, okay? Just make it just, you know, good. Just not suck
dick.
Yeah,
just that was the number one thing on the email attachment. It was like, no sucking dick, please. No, we want to make the merch dope. We want to make it something you'd actually want to wear and that looks cool and like trendy. And doesn't look like merch, basically. So, but yeah, no, absolutely. We're going to do Misfits merch. And hopefully we're going to sell a whole bunch of fucking shit.
Oh, yeah.
Because money is very nice. And God knows we could use more of it. next question. From at It's Courtney 7. She asks, would any of you ever date a subscriber?
Yes.
Ba-na-bum. Yes.
If I had been, I would have to talk to them for a long time before I would get to that point. You'd have to trust them, which is pretty difficult.
I don't know. I don't see like how you could get in that situation with a subscriber in the first place.
Yeah, and it would be hard because I don't even like none of us really play with our subs or anything, do we?
No.
Like, how does that play out? Like, you meet a subscriber out in public, and like I don't know, they're like attractive or whatever. But like, where did you like? You know, they're a fan though, so you're like,
or you
I
mean like
know,
a like convention it, or something like
didn't
that?
Didn't someone give you their number at a meet and greet?
Yeah, at MEO, I was given a number that said, call me if you're free tonight. And I was like,
that goes in the garbage.
I was like, yeah, I don't know. I just, I didn't tell her that. I
obviously.
You just told her now. She knows now.
What if she's listening to this? Can you just can we retract? Can we go back a bit and just like word that a little bit nicer?
Okay, you're right. So this fucking total bitch walked up to me as the MEO and she, you were very lovely, like really, like she was, but it's just against my morals, I guess, and my common sense to do that with someone I know is a fan of mine. You know, like it's just always weird. And also there's the power dynamic thing as well, which is, you know, which is dodgy to say the least.
Yeah. It's like they look up to you, so it's like you're putting that you're putting that position of power. It's kind of like a student trying to date a teacher. It's like it's just not going to work because they look up to you. Like and it's not even like you can manipulate them so easily in the relationship, and like not even like realizing it. Even if you say, okay, I'm not going to use it. I know they look up to me, but I'm not going to like try and purposely manipulate them. You can still do it without even knowing it.
Yeah.
If she'd like ask like, hey, you want to go do this thing? And she might not want to, but she'll say yes, just because it's you, you know, and you wouldn't even know
you're
doing it.
It's also weird because they enter their relationship from a standpoint of already loving you.
Yikes.
they don't really like, they don't like your personality for anything that is necessarily rooted in reality. Like they have no idea what you're actually like. They just have this image. And so they go into it thinking that they really like you. But, you know, a couple weeks in, it might be that it's totally not the case. So I don't know. It's just the whole thing is just kind of fucking weird. And personally, I would never do that. I don't know. I think it's like not a good idea.
Agreed.
I wouldn't go so far as to say it's immoral, but I would definitely say like not a good call if you don't want to fuck your life up kind of thing. Because it's also like they could do, it could really negatively affect your career as well if they're just using you, or they you know, decide to backstab you and reveal a whole bunch of private information. Like there's a million things that could go wrong. So I don't, I personally.
It's not a good move.
Yeah. Yeah, not business marketing tactics for sure. All right, we ready to move on?
Yes.
Okay, cool. We're powering through these. At Kensky asks, does making YouTube vids and recording the podcast get hard to the point where you think you want to give up?
Not hard.
No.
Going back to the is Mason high question.
Yeah. Mason, what do you think?
I mean, I want to give up every day.
Mason, how are you doing? Yeah.
Are you okay?
Like, what's going on in the mind of Mason right now?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah. Oh, buddy. You'll be all right. You'll see. Give it a couple months, buddy. You'll be fine.
I wouldn't say it's hard. I would say it gets tedious. Not the podcast is fun. I enjoy the podcast because you just shoot shit and talk and bullshit for an hour and a half, and it's relaxing to a degree. But for like videos and making videos, just subtitling, and it becomes a tedious process and less of like a work of art when you have to hit deadlines and get shit out.
Yeah.
Because especially if it's a full-time job.
Our difference is that like with me in particular, my game, when I play, it's more based on skill compared to you. So like I'm pressured to be good at the game. And when I can't do that, then I want to fucking kill myself. So
But we're in the same way. We're pressured to be funny.
Yep.
Yeah. But
which is arguably like harder to obtain sometimes.
Yeah. You know? Obviously I get that. But I mean, when you've got people to bounce off, it can be easier.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, they both have their ups and downs, but it's definitely shitty when you're just feeling like low energy and you need footage. And if you're low energy, it's so hard to get good footage, which is why I put so much importance on like my health and stuff. Cause if I just can't afford to have a day where I feel like shit, or else I would just end up sitting around like, oh, well, I feel so low on energy that I can't like chop up footage, and I don't trust my comedic judgment right now. And I certainly don't feel like cracking jokes with the boys. So it's just like a stagnant waste of a day.
I was saying to Fitz the other day that one thing that I've been struggling with lately is like yesterday or the day before, I got up and I was like energized. I was ready to stream. I sat down at my seat and I was like, fuck, there's just nothing I want to play. And I am so fucking sick of every major game that's on the market right now. And it's like, as much as this sounds like a really good problem to have, playing video games for a living can make you just get so sick of playing games.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Mm-hmm.
That can be kind of difficult sometimes.
Yeah, no, definitely.
And obviously, being funny is always hard.
That's why I'm excited for VR, because VR, you're actually there, like, doing shit. And it's not you at your computer clicking buttons. You feel like you're actually somewhere else, which makes it way more fun.
Yeah, fuck reality.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Drop acid every day.
Yeah, no, I mean, in short, yes, it is. It is hard, like sometimes. And it's probably true for any job where you're your own boss. It's all on you at the end of the day, and it's a lot of pressure sometimes, and sometimes you just feel like shit for a whole week, and it sucks.
It happens.
And, like, yeah, like, it happens. So that's why mental health, I think, is so important. Mm. And
yeah, for real.
Making sure, you know, you've got your energy levels in check, because otherwise you'll fuck up your whole schedule.
Last night I was trying to get a dub on Fortnite, and I couldn't for about 8 hours, not even kidding. And I started doing laps around the kitchen craving chocolate. Yeah. So that's literally what happened last night. Like,
being a YouTuber is hard as fuck.
Yeah.
In short, six 20-year-olds complain about their job playing video games.
I'm 19, so joke's on you. It's more than that.
It is more than that.
Way more than that.
But, you know, it's like with anything. It's nothing is fucking perfect. And at the end of the day, it's always up to you to work hard. And fucking sometimes that's just really hard.
Yeah. So. But we all love what we do. So.
And we're getting there.
All right, Toby.
All right, Toby, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, fuck
all
right, you.
We're all depressed. Let's move on.
Next question is by Hardcore Kiwi. What is the most milligrams of weed that anybody has done in the whole
group? I'm waiting for the well. Well?
Yeah, well. Well.
He was so eager to read it too. He's like, like straight up to it.
Okay, most milligrams of weed that anyone has done in the whole group. Okay,
can we talk about like my first time ever trying weed with edibles?
We pretty much spiked Jay with about 500 milligrams.
Yeah. Go nuts.
Yeah. Jay was petrified. Literally the definition of petrified.
And you were a cunt the whole time.
I was, yeah.
Well,
no,
tell us the story.
Not.
Tell us the story.
Well, it was in LA, and there was some brownie left over that I didn't really know what it was because it was from your guys' night that you guys got completely fucked up.
Yeah, this was the 1,000 milligram brownie with the picture of the dead guy.
And
in the
I didn't know it was 1,000 milligrams at the time. I thought it was just like, you know, a weed brownie. Like, it's just a weed brownie. Didn't realize it actually had concentrated the most amount of weed you can fit into a single slice of brownie. And Mason gives me like a piece that I thought was kind of small. So I was like, all right, I'll eat it. And everyone was telling me, yeah, eat it. And so I eat it. It tastes just like, it tastes putrid, like just fully like I'm eating weed, like a weed plant. I'm just munching on a weed.
Yeah. Weed.
And I was like, it was fine at the beginning. I was kind of having a good time. But then it got to a point where I just completely freaked the fuck out. And like, it was just the worst experience I've ever had. It was like 8 hours of just sitting and rocking, like getting completely anxious, no one to talk to. And I messaged Fitz at the time, and it was like, please don't let me ever do weed again. Like, this is the worst time I've ever had.
Yeah, he was messaging me like, I think I'm going to die. Like, I'm seriously worried I'm going to have a heart attack. Like, all this stuff. Yeah. Like, so many DMs.
It was crazy. And then I think I actually got out of bed and walked up to your door and asked, like, am I going to be okay? Just tell me I'm going to be okay. And then you did.
And I'm pretty sure at the time I was actually recovering from my fucking nightmare of a weed night as well. So I was like done, like dead inside.
Oh, fuck.
It was.
If you want to hear about that story, it's on the fucking episode 3, I'm pretty sure.
But, I never want to go over 100 milligrams. I did 100 milligrams of edibles like 3 times. And fuck, like, it gets to a point where it's nice and you're having a good time. And then all it takes is something stupid like Thanos snapping his fingers.
Yes.
And then you're fucking and then you're having a full blown panic attack. I remember I went to manager Ryan's house with I think it might have 2 or 3 of like the Misfits guys came with me.
Yeah, I think
and,
it was you and
yeah,
me.
It was I know. Yeah. It might have just been me and you. And we end up going there. And everyone's on edibles. Like, everyone's been doing edibles. So I arrive, and manager Ryan's got this bag. He's got 2 bags filled with edibles. They were like little chocolates and brownies. So I'm like, hey, how's everyone doing? And like 4 out of like the 6 people there are freaking out and having a terrible time on edibles. And I'm like, oh, this isn't a good vibe. And so I go up to Ryan and I go, hey, man, how many milligrams each are the edibles? And he goes, oh, like 25 to 35, so just take 3, you'll be all right. I was like, okay, word.
Didn't you tell the story?
Yeah,
like,
he told it already.
Did I?
Yeah, you've got amnesia, you retard.
100% told the story already.
Oh. Where they were like, and they said it was like 300. Yeah.
You literally threw up. Oh. Yeah, you told the story before. Oh. Yeah. What an absolute
but
retard.
In short, if you want to try weed, do not do 150 milligrams of edibles. Like,
Don't.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say do edibles first anyway.
Yeah, don't do weed, please.
Just don't do drugs, please.
Yeah. I mean, I'd drop like 300 at a time and I'd be fine. So.
Okay, all right. Fine this is guy. Debatable.
Mason literally thought there were people hiding behind the curtains trying to kill him.
He literally
insane.
Thought
like,
I knew how he died.
Okay. Yeah, Jay knew how I died.
And as you can tell, obviously Swagger's memory has been completely fucked up
fucking,
by doing so much
just
marijuana.
Fucking,
so.
Just fucking cut that out. Just fucking cut it out.
Cut that out. No, mate. You have been bamboozled in the public eye.
I just want to point out that Toby randomly just tweeted out sex is for sinners 3 minutes ago. I just want to know what the fuck that is.
Sex is for sinners?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's what happens when you don't get any of it. You go against the
Stop
will
browsing
of
the internet on the podcast.
I'm not browsing it. I just tweeted. That's all I did.
Why though? What compelled you to tweet sex is for sinners?
When I tweet sex
I don't know.
Is for cool
people. I was reading the questions and I saw something about virginities and I was like, sex is for sinners. And then for some reason I tweeted
think
it
half
out.
Half of you actually are neurotic. I'm just saying.
All right. Next question. This one is by Planet. This one's by Planet of Plutos. Are you guys happy with where you are in life?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah, I'm really happy with where I am.
Yeah, you know, happiness is a hard thing to just be like, yeah, I'm happy in life, you know, but I'm definitely like in a good place.
Are you happy with where you are in life right now?
I'd say so. Yeah, for sure. But I'm not like... I don't know. I think that's a weird way of putting it, but I'm definitely like...
Well, let's just replace happy with content. Are you content with where you are in life?
No, I want to go further. I want to fucking dominate the entire planet.
All right,
and,
Hitler.
All right.
No one's ever completely happy with where they are in life. Everyone always wants a little bit more. Yeah. It's just
but
basic
more or less,
human nature.
Overall, life is good right now.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, that's...
It could be way worse.
In fact, life is probably better now than it's ever been for me. So there's put it that way.
Yeah.
Pog. Happy for everyone.
I mean, I'm picking up a couple grams on Saturday, so that's when my life will obviously...
Saturday. I'm picking up a couple of grams on Saturday.
All right, that? You sheep fucking rat.
Whoa. What the fuck was that?
I'm sorry. That was too far, boys. Oh, shit.
Shots
fired. You gotta chuck me on the spit for that one, boys.
Shots fired in the studio.
All right, let's go.
Wait.
Can we apologize to each other first?
Okay, shake hands.
I'd like to formally apologize to my
colleague
here for that remark I made.
I'd like to also formally apologize for that remark I made.
Now, Kith.
No.
No. Anyway, moving on.
At A Lana says, best advice for battling depression, especially with factors outside your control, but that affect your everyday life.
Just cheer up.
Man, we're really getting...
Don't worry, be happy.
Just smile more, guys.
Yeah. Just be happy, bro.
Hey, by the way, while you're at it, look, buy the Smile More hat, and that'll make you feel more happy as well.
Of course.
No, but real talk.
It's not even worth advertising that shit for a meme.
Yeah, fucking garbage.
Right, let's get real.
Let's fucking let's just laugh at the face of depression for 5 minutes and then move on.
Right.
Jesus, it took a real weird just now.
Trying to get a little bit awkward.
I think the best thing to say is that
marijuana.
Getting help is always good. Getting help will make a way bigger difference than people think.
Just talk to someone. Like, talk to someone you trust.
Find the right person.
Yeah.
Admitting to yourself that you're depressed is the perfect first step.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people don't admit it to themselves. And
denial.
Before you know it, it's too late. And, you know, they're doing something that they shouldn't be.
I would say also the worst thing you can do when you're depressed is allow yourself to become a victim in your depression and kind of, like, savor it a little bit, which I definitely know what that's like. Like, and what I mean by that is you think, oh, I'm depressed. And then you think, then you allow yourself to be like, oh, I'm like, a victim of my depression, and then you use it as an excuse to just be like, well, this is how I am. I'm just a depressed person and I'm just going to always be depressed kind of thing. I don't know. I feel like a lot of people do that. And I think you see it a lot with...
It's a trap.
I think you see it especially with the, like, over the last few years on the internet, like the memes around depression, like I'm depressed and like this fucking...
It's almost like people start to like fetishize their own depression at a certain point or sadness.
They romanticize it.
Yeah.
It's unhealthy.
Yeah. I mean, the fact is that it's fucking really hard to stop being depressed.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a lot of reasons that people are depressed. And I mean, some of them are simply like the chemical imbalances in your brain. And for that kind of thing, you need to talk to like an actual professional about it, because I don't really understand how that works. But a lot of it is because of you're not happy with where you are in your life. Or sometimes, as the question said, like it's about things that are out of your control. Things that are just come up in life that really fucking suck, which happens to everyone, like a person that you care about dying or something tragic happening to you personally that just hits you out of nowhere. You can't control it. Those, I mean, to things like that are just fucking really unfortunate. And there's not really much you can do at the time besides give it time to let yourself repair and recoup from that.
And try not to dwell too much on things in the past is another big one.
Yeah. Always look forward.
Forward, time, like give things time. But if it's something like, look, I've got a shit job and I'm depressed, it's like at that point you really need to look into getting the fuck out and talking to people about your best way to move forward in life and find something that's meaningful to you to pursue besides your dead end job or whatever. I don't know. There's depression is such a complicated
thing. Of course.
So hard to just, there's no blanket solution.
One thing that I think is important to realize, for some reason, it seems like taking medication is a negative thing in this society. I don't know why. It's, people like, give you shit if you take. Yeah, it's stigmatized. Taking medication, if it works for you, is never giving up. You know, that's never quitting. That's never giving
that's
in.
Like, that's the opposite.
If it works
that's
for you,
like getting help.
Yeah.
Like, that's,
I agree with that.
Exactly. Yeah. If it's, sometimes it's the best thing you can do. Sometimes but it doesn't work for everyone. You
like, obviously,
try.
If it's medically provided, like, you're not just doing
it.
It's not recreational, you know.
Yeah, I think medication is definitely good for the chemical imbalance thing. Like, at that point, if you just are depressed for literally, like, no reason, you just can't figure it out, you're either, like, naive to what the problem is, or it could be a literal chemical imbalance in your brain, at which point you should see, a psychologist and... You know, they might have a conversation with you about prescriptions and all that stuff. But yeah, like Toby said, there is a stigma around it for a reason, I think. But that being said, in some cases, it is literally so helpful.
Yeah.
So
there's almost even a bigger stigma with therapy. Therapy is so fucking useful, dude.
I'm glad that, like, as a society, we're moving away from that, though. Therapy is definitely becoming much more
mainstream,
acceptable to talk
which
about.
Which is fucking good.
Yeah. So, but if not therapy, just try and keep people in your life that you can actually talk to, like for real, whether it's family or friends, if you're fortunate enough to have friends like that.
Yeah, find yourself some friends that will tell you the truth and not just agree with everything you say.
True. Which is easier said than done, obviously.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean,
I agree.
Stop. Look, we're not the people who can really... We don't have the answers for that. All we can really do is share our thoughts on it.
It's all anecdotal
with it. And
you've got arms reach.
Okay. Well,
what if they're depressed because they don't have arms?
Well, use your legs.
Oh shit! This guy's got it. Yeah.
And if you're a nugget, give it all you got.
If you're a literal nugget, just roll. Just roll with it. Okay.
Next question, please.
Yeah, no, I mean, yeah, fucking please get help. Jesus. I mean, that's so important to talk. Next question. At the small one, that's how it's spelled. What was the best moment you all had?
Let's say it on three. 1, 2, 3. Asshole.
LSD.
It's fine if you
watching you guys do LSD.
I think, like, memory wise, just from like the funniness factor of it, I'd say the Poland story. Just from like pure funniness and like what else we like came of it.
Yeah, I wasn't there for that though, but so that's definitely acid for me.
My own would be when we were driving back on the Autobahn and the sun was setting and we were listening to Deadmau5. all of us in the van together laughing and having a great time. That was that's probably my favorite memory of us traveling.
That was Fitz a good
also
memory.
Wasn't there for that, but you know,
I'll be listening to Deadmau5. I know you guys like Deadmau5.
I don't.
Or was it just like something that was
the
on?
Driver put it on? The unnamed driver. Like a, I don't know. It worked really well. It felt like we're in a video game.
It was good.
Awesome. That's cool. I mean, we had a lot of good memories. It's hard to pick.
Yeah, but
for
exactly.
me, it's probably acid because that's the most extreme thing I've ever done with them.
Fuck, I just realized.
What, Mason?
What was that, Mason? What'd you realize?
No comment.
Oh my God. This kid.
It was so painful to do a podcast.
I believe it's pronounced Pogcast.
Yeah, that's so true. That's what it should be.
This next question is by @QWERTYJ. Have you ever done theater or studied improv? Shout out, QWERTYJ.
I've done theater.
I never took a theater class. I did one I did one improvised acting class in college, and it really wasn't good at teaching me anything. In fact, I didn't learn anything. I was just really good at it and got an A. So,
wow, humble
brag.
Sound
like a big fucking nerd.
I've never done anything.
I played a few lead roles in some big stage performances. Buddy Holly, right, Aida. Okay. Right, how about you cut that tone out, all right?
Lorax, the Seussical.
Yep. Yeah.
No, Jay, you've legit done school theater, right?
Yep.
You've been serious.
What a little fag.
Got a medal with a ribbon around it. Yeah.
What a little nerd.
All right, buddy.
someone shove this guy into a locker or something.
All right, buddy.
I bet you this cunt tap danced on stage Christ. Once.
No. No.
Were you like Jay? Were you playing like the lead roles in those ones as well? Yeah. See, Jay's like a legit, like talented fucking singer and performer. All right, get off his fucking.
Do you
want
to clap while we're at it?
Jesus.
Yeah. Give me a clap. Like seriously, I deserve it.
You make Fortnite memes. Why don't you sing instead, dude?
I don't know. That'll
why don't you sing? Why don't you make a Fortnite song? Did you really?
Because that's literally the cringiest thing you could ever do. Holy shit.
Well, it wasn't really.
Making a Fortnite song.
I made a song because I couldn't figure out what I wanted to use for a montage. Like the music. So I just made a song.
Really? That was really good.
Yeah.
I really liked that.
Acapella.
No, you've seen it, Fitz.
It was the rap.
Yeah.
Oh, that. Yeah. True.
Because I was bored. Anyways, moving on.
Yeah, I did like an improv course for about 6 months, which I think was just the best. I think it's so good. If you're into like comedy and you have like, if you get stage fright or get anxiety performing in front of crowds, I would highly recommend just taking an improv course with a bunch of fucking jack-offs of various ages who don't know how to do improv, because by the end of it, you're all just fucking, I don't know, you're just killing it. You're so funny.
Unless you have ADHD, then your whole life is improv. Like me. So I win. That's right.
Oh my God.
Checkmate. No, but I mean, I think the beauty of improv is that, and I say this a lot, but if you pull off an amazing joke or an amazing bit, it's hilarious. But if you fuck up, it doesn't matter because everyone there understands that you're doing improv. So there's literally no pressure to, you know, to perform,
It's like you're not reading a script.
If you fuck up, it's like, yeah, the audience laughs either way, and they're not laughing at you because everyone knows it's just silliness that's made up on the spot. It's like there's no pressure. So I would highly recommend people do improv because it really not only taught me how to be funny that way and to do improvised things, although I already did a lot of that previously, but it also, like, I don't know, really busted me out of my shell in a sense and taught me a lot of valuable skills.
This leads in really well to the next question by NJTransplant28. Have any of you ever made a joke that you personally felt was too far afterwards?
My dad, the wacky racist guy.
Oh my God.
Only every single day. I mean, we literally are. Look, here's the thing. We're all such good friends that I think we could say anything.
Yeah. No bad intentions at all.
Like, and we wouldn't resent each other for it. We might be like, whoa, what the fuck, that can't go in the video, but we're not gonna be like, oh, what the fuck, that was really fucking offensive, bro. Like, oh, excuse me, like,
aggression, bro.
We just don't upload them.
I think this is the same for almost anyone who's in comedy. It's like you just realize that pushing the boundaries is just so funny.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it is.
It's just when no one laughs, it's funny to me anyways.
Yeah.
To me. Crickets is the greatest applause.
There's obviously a line that we all understand of things that we can share with the greater world and things that we can't. And you know, that sort of line you toe when you're making the content. But in terms of recording, we've like, man, if we release those things wrong, we're not
that's
at
why
all.
I fucking hate streaming. And that's why I hate playing with someone who's streaming. Because every joke that I make that's too offensive or flops, everyone sees. And that's a lot of those. Yeah. A lot of my jokes are like maybe 20% of them are actually good. And the rest are just me fucking just casting a net and seeing if it gets snagged on something.
Well, that's literally what our entire sessions are. It's like cast the net.
That's the nature of improv.
And then you come up with nothing most of the time. But so when it does hit, it's like,
it's a gem.
That's what makes the videos good. Yeah. You know? So,
ooh, fuck.
Yeah. So we constantly tell jokes that are too far. At least in a sense, you know, to share with people who aren't comedians or who do comedy. Yeah.
Occasionally, we'll make a joke that we think's too far, but we'll still put it in a video anyways.
Yeah. Well, some jokes are too far, but they're so funny that you can get away with it.
Allah's plan.
Allah's plan. My dad, the wacky racist guy. Like, there's a whole bunch of my videos that I can think of where I was like, you know what? I think that if I got shit for this in the media, I could defend it on a comedic basis. Yep. And that's why I put it in, which is probably retarded. But hey,
fuck it.
Fuck it. Yeah. Yeah. Moving on. At ButtMuffin2 says, John on the radio, are you actually a part of the LGBTQ+ community, or is that a joke or a bit that you were doing with the guys? I mean, you talk about this fucking so much, you're probably sick to death of it, but do you want to...
Okay, well, if I explain it once on the podcast, then it won't matter. Okay, basically, yeah. I just don't care. My philosophy is that if I don't label myself, then I'm not going to restrict myself based on that label, because I've always felt that if I said I was gay and then I became attracted to a woman, I would be uncomfortable. Or if I said I was straight and I became attracted to a man, I would be uncomfortable with that. So I just don't label it. I'm like 95% straight, but I feel like there's probably like a little 5% that I'm like, yeah, I'm sure I would be able to find a guy that I would want to...
Bang, bang, a booty hole, big boy style.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to Fitz his on the regular.
All right, do not give the stands. Do not.
You're feeding the stands.
Why would you cut that out of this?
Speaking of jokes, we take too far.
I mean, that I honestly think is what the general thing should be, I guess. I mean, when you think about it, it just makes the most sense.
Should I explain why?
Sure.
You may have heard in one of Fitz's videos ages ago that I said that I broke up with my girlfriend when I was younger because I thought I was gay, right? That was because my entire life I have been told by people that I was gay because of the way I act, which I don't care. People can think I'm gay. I'm gay. I don't give a shit.
Okay.
because people always said, oh, this guy's gay, I was just like, maybe I am gay because I was young and stupid. And I legitimately broke up with my girlfriend of a year and a half telling her I think I'm gay, and she said I'm not surprised. basically a couple years later I was like, this is fucking stupid, I'm just gonna, you know, date whoever I want to date and who cares about what I say I am. So yeah.
Good philosophy.
Yeah, that's good.
You want to have sex with a woman but you get turned on when you're with a guy in the hot tub, like, fucking don't be ashamed, basically. That's what I'm saying.
That's why I always get my own room when we're traveling, because I'm scared I'll get turned.
Fucking giving the stands any material to work with, because the fanfics are just rolling in.
Flipping that again.
They're about to roll in more, boys. Oi, oi. What? Lil Winnie.
Lil Winnie.
Are you going to read it?
Okay, just right. Not read.
You read it.
What do you look for in a girl? Not asking for the obvious, just genuinely curious. Well, I particularly...
Big tits, big ass.
Big old titties.
Honestly, I want myself a really, really smart girl with some big lips. Enough said.
God knows you need it. God knows you need it.
No, for real though, I want that girl that knows how to say, shut the fuck up, Mason, you're wrong, cunt. Like, I need that, you know?
A caretaker?
I need that so bad. Oh.
Yeah, you literally need a mom.
Wait, no. So Mason...
No.
You need a babysitter.
No. I need a nice, smart girl.
Yeah.
You need a trip sitter for reality.
That's what you need. Yeah, you need a caretaker.
Did you say a smart girl with big hips? Is that what you said? Are they the two qualifications?
Big lips.
Or big loins.
Kissy, kissy.
Well, I mean, if she's telling me no cunt all the time, she's got to have
those LA lips.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Not LA. Fuck LA.
LA's trash.
I like artsy, quirky women. I like them being.
He likes batshit crazy.
Yeah, essentially. Yeah. I like girls that are just all fucked up in the head. And then I try to fix them, and then I give up after a year and a half.
Oh my god!
Skip down.
What the fuck?
Holy fuck!
Shit, that's a monka S.
He wants to. Swagger loves going to sleep with like the possibility that she might cut his dick off while he's asleep.
That's exciting. That's exciting.
Just psycho bitch. Jay, what are you?
I want a girl with a nice work ethic, a good work ethic. That can push each other.
I mean, pushing is important for the pregnancy, but I mean,
you know what I'm saying. Don't even try and make a joke about it. You know what I'm saying. Improv,
I know
Andy.
What you're saying. Toby.
I really like girls with dyed hair and tattoos.
I said diarrhea. I was like, yikes, that is really weird.
So the kind that would beat you up.
I just love diarrhea. No, I really like dyed hair and tattoos, like pastel hair, but obviously. I don't really care. As long as I'm attracted to them, who cares? But yeah, I'm probably the same as Jay. I want to date someone with a good work ethic so they can be rich and I don't have to work anymore.
Ah!
That's fair.
Stay-at-home mom.
Yeah, I want to be the stay-at-home mom in the relationship. I mean, my dream is to be a dad, dude. That's my dream job.
A dad who wears high heels. All right, Ina, what about you?
Just a woman.
Big booty
goth. Just a woman. That's just all I want.
Big booty.
Is she ugly or good? Just anything. Just a woman.
Ina takes a deep breath. Anything that moves. Just anything that moves.
Weren't you into scene girls or some shit? Do you like scene girls?
We don't talk about that.
All right.
Hanging out in Hot Topic, are we?
All right. What about you, Fitz?
Fitz likes girls that are taller than him.
Yikes. So like
all
10
I literally
foot.
Want... Literally all I want is a girl who has her shit together enough where like she understands that I cannot be with her like all the time.
Literally. Sounds like an open relationship to me.
No, I mean like what I mean by that is what I want in a woman is someone who's driven on their own and has something that they're building like you know that is meaningful.
So just
them.
A friend.
So that I want to be like a power couple kind of thing, you know, like
look
literally
at them,
a power
girl.
Couple.
They are so good.
Friend, yeah. Just a friend without benefits, really.
Too busy for that.
I want an asexual person.
I want a business partner is what I want. No.
Vagina optional.
I want to be in a relationship where I feel like we're a power couple and we're just fucking... I want a strong woman who...
Doesn't
like,
need no
can
man.
Be the shadow of me. No. You know what yeah, I mean? Like a woman yeah, who's fucking got her shit together.
I agree with that.
Cool. Pog champ. At Mimi... Dan Cly asks, how often does Mason forget to wake up every Wednesday for a podcast?
Answer it, Mason.
I'm always here, like, on time, so.
No.
Hey, that's a lie.
I mean, to his credit, he was actually up today, but only because the podcast was delayed like an hour and a half without him knowing.
Excuse me, read
that's
the
not,
message.
That's not true, that's not true. Yeah,
I heard his alarm go off in the background. Actually.
He was up, and he set multiple alarms so that he could keep napping because we told him what time the podcast was. Today, he was good.
Yeah,
thank you, Toby.
What about
thank
the other you. Days?
But every single other time,
wait,
he's not.
Shush.
Big shush. Oh, no way, you just did that to him.
It's a good start, you know, and I hope you keep it up. But, you know, previously it's been every day like 30 minutes late and he's just got out of bed. It's like, what the fuck? So,
hey, yeah, props, I was up till like 6 last night.
I was up till 7, so you're trash.
Okay, all right, mate. I'm going to fucking headbutt you next time I see you.
We got another one. Got another one for Mason here by Riddled Art. Why the fuck you so weird? Not in a mean way, but
yeah.
What do you mean?
For Zuckles, why the fuck you so weird? Not in a mean way, but
I mean, honestly, I could sit here and tell you my life story, but it's practically on the internet anyway. My dad's a full-time stripper. My mum and brother are full of mental disorders. I've got ADHD. You know, it's a big bunch of fucked up. So it works, though. It's a nice combo. So, yeah.
It does
work. It works very well.
It does work. Yeah, I love that for you. Moving on. No, I mean, Mason is pretty weird.
Yeah. I am so weird.
He's such a good
weird,
though. He's such a fun, wholesome weird.
Okay, faggot, shut
He's
up.
He's a character.
He's a big piece of shit.
I just killed it. Yeah, I just killed it. Yeah. All right, let's move on.
We're not
going
to be on Spotify trending for long at this rate.
He's like the mean kid with Down syndrome.
That's so true.
You can't tell him to shut the fuck up because you feel bad for him.
Damn, dude. There's a reason in school, I was always the kid that no one picked on, dude. And now I've only realized once I got out of school, I'm like, fuck, I was a fag.
My name is Mason.
Next question.
Okay, are we good? Yeah. All right. At Clips, do you get fucked up just to get fucked up, or do you do it for
doing
fun?
Doing it for fun and doing do it for fucked up is the
both?
Same thing, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Is that not
exactly the same thing?
It's oxymoron, or?
Well, I think we get fucked up together because getting fucked up creates good stories, and podcaster and no, having good stories is pog. I guess, but also
it's good for friendships. You get fucked up for the story, then you have memories together. Remember that one time we got drugged at a Polish strip club and almost had all of our money stolen? Like, that shit's fucking hilarious.
You know what it is? It's that we're all so socially awkward and autistic that we need a ton of social lubricant, i.e. a ton of drugs and alcohol just to be fucking normal.
Dude. Didn't realize this was a real talk sesh.
Jeez. Jokes that went too far again.
Truer weeds have never been smoking.
That was a great joke.
I like that.
I don't even want to say this
Liberty
person's
Yanaga.
Name.
Yeah, Liberty Yanaga.
Liberty Yanaga. What do you guys see being the end goal for your careers/lives? A Misfits multimedia company still making inappropriate jokes playing Fortnite at 80? When do you think you'll stop doing what you're doing now, and how do you think the industry will change through that duration?
When we got 1 million bands in the bank account. That's
each.
When we quit.
A million bands.
Wait, 1 million
what,
bands?
Yeah,
I don't even know what a band like, what, is.
Band is a grand, right?
Yeah. Oh, shit, God. Yeah.
$1 trillion.
I don't know, like...
Too early to tell.
I mean, you can't say what do you see being the end of your career/lives. I see the end of my life being death, and I see the end of my career being death.
Yeah, I was
so,
going to say the same thing.
I mean, the career is just something that you just never really know where it's going to go, and you just keep following whatever you want to pursue, and you just see where the fuck you end up kind of thing, I guess.
Agreed.
What reasonably I see Misfits, what I want Misfits to be is something that becomes something bigger than us. Where even if we're at a point in, let's say, fuck, who knows, 7-8 years where we're kind of over making YouTube videos, we own like Misfits, and there's like a new generation of Misfits coming through, and we're just like, I don't know, the fucking businessmen behind the scenes snorting fucking coke off of our
off of each other
fucking I don't know. Who knows? But I definitely want to build Misfits and see where the fuck it goes. Just what the fuck? We don't really know what the future holds for it. We just kind of know what our short term vision is, and we don't really want to share that right now. So, yeah. I mean, death basically.
Death.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Death.
Cool. At BG2801 asks, how do you feel about face-to-face interactions with fans?
More helmet to face for me.
It's nice.
Oh, right, sorry.
When I was a kid, it was like my dream to be famous. So
ego.
Ego. So when someone comes up to me and asks for a photo or something, it's like me living out my childhood dream. I love it so much. It's also just really cool meeting people that watch my shit.
I mean... 80% of people I've met are absolute fuckwits, so...
what the fuck?
You've seen how many people have talked that much shit to me.
Yeah, especially at a...
The only like nice ones are the fucking girls, dude, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
They only talk that shit because we talk that shit to
bro,
you.
Bro, what do you mean?
To...
You saw that cunt talking that much smack. I was ready to drop a smack myself on the bum.
That kid was like 12.
No, he wasn't.
He was like 12
dude, he had more
old.
Chest hair than all of us combined.
Like, sized up by like, a 10-year-old.
Oh, yeah, mate. Yeah, chick, mate. Oi. No. Look, it's great. It's really great. I mean, we don't have that many outside of conventions, face-to-face interactions with fans, that is. But, you know, the conventions are just awesome. Yeah. It's like 3 hours of just being overwhelmed. Like, I can't believe all these people are here to see us sort of thing. So, I mean, it's, what do you want us to say? It's fucking, it's the real life realization that, oh, those views are actually actual people. What the fuck?
Yeah.
You know, that's what it is.
Weird.
And it's gratitude to those people because they're, you know, they're everything. God bless. Yeah.
What a fucking loser.
Says the guy who dreamed of being famous when he's younger. What the fuck is that? Yeah. Ego Andy.
Yeah. Ego Andy. But I know I'm a loser.
And that makes
we
you
all do,
a winner.
Don't worry. At Space Midget, which is arguably the best Twitter name of the night. What gave you the idea to start a podcast?
Hang on. Can I just say, Space Midget instantly made me think of Swagger in his off-white jumpsuit.
Oh, fuck you.
Oh no.
Just for Swagger's mental health, I really hope he doesn't read my Instagram comments when I post photos with him because...
He's not even that short. It's just that Fitz is huge.
I know. It's so funny because everyone... there's like 1,000 comments are shitting on Swagger for his height because...
I'm 5'8". I'm literally the average American male height.
He always leans back to the average American height. Like, what kind of...
I'm 4'20".
I think Swagger's fetish is justification.
Yeah, exactly.
A rational justification.
The American way, freedom and justification for all.
And he's going to talk about guns in a minute.
I'll fucking shoot you with one.
Oh, whoa.
Holy
shit.
Okay.
I'll unload that airsoft MP9 on your back.
To answer Space Midget's question. What gave us the idea to start a podcast?
That exact reason.
Fucking money. Lol. Shout out Brilliant. Shout out
Brilliant.org. /misfits. Check it out.
I think that it was just the right move. You know, we were just fucking... We got some stories to tell. Really what it was the Poland story.
The Poland story made us want to do it. Story.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the guys had this crazy story and we were like, man, we got to share this with our subscribers. This is such gold. And then we were kind of like, why don't we just start a podcast? It doesn't take that much time.
And Toby also did a story time video.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And people wanted us to make a podcast out of that, too. And we were like, oh, well, we got a story and people want it. Let's fucking give it a go.
Yeah. It also just makes a lot of sense at this point in all of our careers to start branching out into other platforms. And podcasting is, I think, so huge. I listen to podcasts all the time.
It's pretty epic.
Yeah, I can agree with that statement.
Yeah, I can also attest to the epicness of the situation.
Yeah.
No, it's great. there's a Poland story primarily. At Trimmy, would there ever be a thought of having a Misfits house for a summer or anything of that sort?
I don't want to live with these fucking people. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, yikes.
Are you kidding?
Fuck that. We already spend all our time together, dude.
Next question.
At Jovial Ford, have the guys thought about doing like animations of funny clips on their channels?
I know, does like,
I know, it already does it.
Yeah.
No, I want like a cartoon animator.
So do I.
Yeah.
So cool.
Both my channel and for the podcast. We're going to put the podcast on YouTube super soon. We're just working out how we're going to brand it and everything. And I 100% want like a monthly animation
of an entire podcast. Imagine the Poland story being fully animated. Oh my god.
That would cost so
much.
I
know, but imagine. Oh, that'd be so cool.
You could do it. You could do
that
it.
Would be
you
epic.
Have different animators that just do like 30 seconds to a minute. And then
holy shit, that's not a bad
and
idea.
And then so it's different styles every
that would cost a lot of money. I don't know about that. Look, the point is definitely if we can find available animators, there'll be regular animations on the channels. But it's just a matter of finding available animators. They're like a rare breed, you know?
Yeah.
And they don't always have time. And it's a hugely time-consuming thing to do.
Let's just hit up our boys at Netflix.
There you go. YouTube Red Series. Yeah.
Creators of BoJack Horseman.
At Oshi Nick, will Misfits be going to PAX Oz?
Pretty sure, yeah.
Look,
not confirmed, so don't buy tickets based on this, but pretty
Melbourne's
fucking
like
sure
the
we'll
haven,
be there.
Though,
yeah.
I thought it was like 100%.
Yeah. Melbourne's like
well,
a
you
no
never
right.
fucking
it's not
100,
nothing's 100% here.
Exactly. Remember when we were 100% going to Gamescom? Remember that?
Oh my god.
Yeah,
I would say
that's
like
this
on
is
the
PAX
other
Oz.
Side of the world, mate.
Look, this is like 90% sure, 95%
sure. I'm going to Thailand before it.
Okay,
that's great.
Fucking trap.
Yeah, fuck yeah. I'm gonna get so much head from traps.
Make sure they're the good looking ones. Don't get a buff one.
at Zylak Z to everyone. When was the realization that, yeah, these guys are pretty sick, I think they're my best friends happen? When did you realize that you found your best mates?
H1Z1. Oh, the one H1Z1 video we did.
Literally. It was fucking sick.
It was so much fun.
Not everyone was there for that, so that's more.
at least with like the four people there, you know? Like with McCreamy and Mason. I think that was a big thing for Mason too.
I mean, that was the first time I ever played with Fitz. So.
And it was the first time I played with Mason as well. And it was just an instant like click.
It was so good.
Yeah, no, that was a bit of a click. That was probably the first time I realized like, oh, Mason's like.
I think I'm not like the. I think I'm like, I'm not the fragger of the group. I'm like the assist man. That's what I am. I'd rack up the most assists in this group ever imaginable. You know?
What does that even mean? Like, what is your thought process there?
Me, how many times did I crash cars in that session? Come on, mate.
Oh, true.
Like, I mean, it was a... Fuck, let's not talk about it, actually. Fuck.
Content producer Andy.
No, for me, it was really our first trip to PAX last year.
Yeah.
Almost a year ago...
Hanging out for the first time.
Not everyone was at that, so.
Oh, yeah, Monkass.
You get another Monk, yes.
Yeah, Jay wasn't there for that.
Yeah, but Jay's not one of our best friends.
I was. Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true.
No, there's a whole bunch of things. For Jay, it was definitely MEO that I really realized, like, oh, yeah, Jay's like, this fucking is the shit. Like, this is such a good group. But for everyone else, it was PAX last year. Almost a year ago now. We met each other at IRL and I was like, oh damn, I thought this would be weird, but it's actually really not. This feels pretty natural sort of thing. And that was when I mean, all of us, I think, got really motivated after that trip.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, that was the trip that made Swagger decide to drop out of college. You know, like we all were like, oh, we can really actually make something happen here.
Fuck college.
So let's do it. And now we're doing it. So this is epic.
It's so epic.
Life's so epic.
Life's pretty epic. I love life.
It's epic.
Cool. Thanks for all that. I mean, that's all the questions that I had down. We got sent a whole fucking bunch. I can't believe it. We got sent like 2,000 questions in 4 hours on the Twitter.
That's
so that's insane.
At Misfits, by the way.
Yeah. That's all we got that I actually took out. There's a whole ton more, but I don't know if we need to sort through them right now. We can answer them later on in another episode. But I mean, yeah, that's all the questions we had. I mean, that's all. That's about it, really. It was my birthday this week. I just want to mention this real quick because this is kind of hilarious. It was my birthday on Tuesday and I literally didn't have anything planned because I'm an idiot and I would just, you know, I just treat my birthday like any other day.
Yeah, I messaged you and I was like, you got any plans? And you're like, nope. No plans.
Yeah. Yeah, I was in the gym and I was like, no, I don't have any plans. And then I was like, I'll hit you up later. And, you know, I hit him up later. I was like, okay, yeah, let's get dinner or something. Cause I figured I probably should go out at least for dinner on my birthday. And I get to dinner and fucking manager Ryan's there.
Pog.
And I like totally surprised me. Literally flew like 4 hours from Australia to surprise me for my birthday. So
best manager.
Shut up, manager
and
Ryan.
Then left the next day.
Yeah, left the next day. Literally just flew over to fucking see me on my birthday.
I bet he would have just gone there for the food though. Let's be real.
Do you want to know what he did just before I took him to the airport?
Oh my God.
Just before I took him to the airport, he convinced me that I should buy a Range Rover. And then we went to the Range Rover dealership and looked at Range Rovers.
Oh God.
But you didn't buy one, so who gives a fuck?
Thank God you didn't buy one.
Toxic. Let's get this over with.
Okay, yeah. I mean, yeah, this podcast felt like a bit of a mess, but hopefully it will be okay after editing. Please let it be okay after editing. Yeah, that's about it. We'll see you next week. I think actually what I want to do is get a guest on for next week, and I'm going to keep who the guest is a secret.
Jaden Smith.
Yes.
That'd be the most.
Why
Gibby
not?
From iCarly, please let it be Gibby from iCarly, please.
It's gonna be someone interesting. So we'll have an actual kind of interview based podcast next week, which you can look forward to. Yeah, that's about it. Anyone else got anything else to add?
Why are we on Kids and Family?
I hope we're not anymore.
I think that was just a glitch. Okay. Someone tweeted us a photo of us being trending on Kids and Family on Spotify.
after the episode we uploaded on LSD too. It's like,
yeah, we've got the it was literally the LSD episode that was trending. So,
no,
thanks for listening, guys. We've been the Misfits. We'll see you next week.
Bye. Adios, bitches.
podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.